The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Of course, it is Tuesday. We always check in with Congressman William Timmons. Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
Joey, good morning. Great to be with you. Doing great.
What a circus in our nation's capital. Let's talk about impeachment for a few minutes. A pretty busy day yesterday, of course, as the president's defense team made their defense. And I thought Alan Dershowitz just did a marvelous job arguing that, you know, if nothing else, let's protect our Constitution.
Joey, he did an incredible job. I'm just so excited about this conversation over witnesses. Obviously, the surprise last-minute manuscript from John Bolton. I feel like this is all out of the Kavanaugh playbook, the last-minute, you know, revelations. But it does mean that we're more likely to hear from Hunter Biden, which is, I've been saying all along, I really want him to get up there and explain how he was making all this money when he was not qualified to do much of anything. And it's going to be a very interesting next week or two.
Well, it really is. And you're so right, Congressman, that if I guess the only good part of calling additional witnesses, I don't know how they could call John Bolton and not call or allow the GOP to call Hunter Biden.
There's basic fairness, and one for one is something that every American understands. And if anybody tries to deny him that, it's going to be a bad day for them come November. Now, the other variable is Joe Biden is going to allege that he has executive privilege. And with Sanders, Warren, and Klobuchar, it's going to be interesting.
Yep. That is for sure. Hey, look, I was looking at some of the latest polls, and I'm sure Bernie Sanders is a little fidgety sitting there and listening to all this, but it doesn't seem to be hurting him as he's taking the lead in the latest polls in New Hampshire.
You know, it may not be surprising that the best thing for some of these candidates is to get off the campaign trail to improve their numbers. But
that's true. Maybe this is a new campaign strategy. Yeah, the Franklin Pierce Boston Herald NBC poll has Sanders leading now with likely New Hampshire voters with 29% to Joe Biden's 22% and Elizabeth Warren's 16% and Mayor Pete's 10%. So, you know, Bernie may want to prolong this so that his polling numbers can keep going up.
Joey, I just want all the listeners to think about what's going to happen to every ballot in South Carolina if Bernie Sanders is the nominee. It will be a blowout. I mean, the Republicans will win every election, every state and local election. Bernie Sanders, his politics, his policies are just so the opposite of everything in South Carolina. Joe Biden, I disagree with him a lot, but I think he has a little bit of support in certain parts of the state. But Bernie Sanders just does not have that kind of support. And it will be great for Republicans in November in South Carolina and across the country, just because people understand that Medicare for All and the Green New Deal are not real policies that have a place in this discourse over the future of our country.
Sure. So, Congressman, should we maybe be considering voting in the Democrat primary for Bernie Sanders?
I would never encourage crossover. I've got so many people that would be very mad at me, so I would never, ever do that. But it seems that, you know, the Democrats are leaning that way, so we'll let them go in whatever direction they want.
Yeah. With me today, Congressman William Timmons. So is there anything else happening as we watch this circus across the aisle? Is there anything happening over in the U.S. House of Representatives?
Well, it seems that the speaker wants to tie the president's hands abroad. We have a number of votes to essentially gut the authorizations of the use of military force, the AUMFs, and, you know, those will be party line votes and they won't get taken up in the Senate. So it'll be interesting. And I say party line, but there actually are a handful of Republicans that are considering voting for it. But ultimately, I think the commander-in-chief needs to have the ability to respond to terrorist attacks, and I fully support his actions in regards to the Iranian general, General Soleimani. So I think that, again, this is just more show votes. And, sure. It'll be interesting to see how it goes.
I'm just curious, Congressman. I mean, what's the overall mood within the Capitol now? I mean, because you've got these, obviously, the thing that's dominating is the impeachment trial. I mean, what are people talking about? What else is going on?
Well, last night we had two votes that were overwhelmingly passed. I think three or four people voted against them. But what happened between the votes is what I wanted to mention, and that is we celebrated the life of a congressman that passed away recently. He had a 12-year battle with cancer, and he passed away. Mike Fitzpatrick from Pennsylvania. So it was a rare moment of bipartisan solemn, and his brother is currently a member, Brian Fitzpatrick. So everyone was just so complimentary of his life, so complimentary of his service. And it was a nice experience to see Steny Hoyer, the majority leader, and Kevin McCarthy, the Republican leader, praise a member together. And it was a good moment, and it was great to be on the floor for that. Now, the other side of that is today we're back to the partisan shirts and skins grind. So, we kind of go back and forth from talking about how we want to be bipartisan, work on policy that's important for the country together, and then we go back to voting on stripping the president of his powers, commander-in-chief. Yeah. And that's just kind of the way we do this.
Give us an update on your coffee and conversation.
We had a great first day. We had three coffee and conversations in Moore, Lyman, and Woodruff. We had about 60, 70 people come between the three of them. It was a wonderful experience. We're going to have three or four more, and they'll be all over the 4th Congressional District. I think the next is Northern Greenville County. Then we'll come back and do Spartanburg, and then we'll finish up with Southern Greenville County. So those will be publicized on social media, on the radio. We're going to hope that anybody that wants to attend one of them has the ability to. And really, it's just a great opportunity for me to sit down with constituents who have concerns or want to just kind of weigh in. So anybody that is interested, I would love for you to attend, and those will be in the next few weeks, and we will publicize more details.
Sure, and we'll be talking about it here on 94.5 The Answer. So a coffee and conversation with Congressman William Timmons. Have a wonderful day in our nation's capital. Thanks for checking in with us, and look forward to seeing you again soon.
As always, Joey, great to be with you, and look forward to next week. Take care.
All right, sure thing. Happy Tuesday to you.